Spring is here, and so are the deals at Dee Dee's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, Dee Dee's has all the deals you need. I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to Dee Dee's Discounts.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Oh, what are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This is the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, your source for lore and so much more. Adventurers, welcome back to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. This is Tom and Lotus. We're here. It's the end of the month. It is, well, it's the 27th of March. It's almost the end of the month, but it's the last Thursday, and that means that we're hanging out with our favorite patrons again. I mean, you guys are the patrons I know the best, so that makes you the favorite patrons, but we have a lot of awesome patrons, but I don't want them to feel worse because we spend more time. Never mind. You guys get what I'm saying. I didn't. That was like, that sounds kind of passive aggressive.
Worse.
The more you,
no, you can admit it. Yep. Okay.
I'm just gonna keep on digging the hole. Just keep on digging the hole. But we've got a group here. We've got Ben and Rob and Spartan and Falcon's gonna join us in a little bit, and we're having fun because Lotus, you and I, we're doing this like giveaway thing for an ESO key for like the most recent update plus the base game. If you don't have it, all of that. And we've got this little competition running the last few weeks, and we've got 10 different entries into this competition. It wasn't so simple as you just have to like check a box. You had to come up with an idea for how I'm going to play Skyrim on stream and create a challenge. And so we have all the different challenges up here, and we were talking with the patrons and we were like, you know what would be fun is I could just pick the one I want to do, or we can let all the patrons decide which one they want me to do, which may not be the thing I'm going to pick. So this might be like a Lotus is suffering, but now Tom gets to suffer kind of thing.
Doesn't need to be vindictive, as we went over in the pre-show.
It doesn't have to be. It could be the one that seems most fun. But we're going to let each patron decide on their own what they think are going to be the best ones, and they're going to rate them. And Falcon just joined us too. Welcome, Falcon. So here's how it's going to go. I'm going to read through the description of each one. They're not going to know the names. They don't know who submitted this. They just know the description, so they can't vote on who, if they know somebody, like that's their favorite person or something. And we're just going to discuss it. It'll be open for discussion. You guys can talk about how fun or how terrible or how other ways you can make the challenge even more interesting or whatever. We'll have a quick little discussion, and then we're going to move on to the next one. And when we get through all 10 of these, you are all going to vote on which ones are your favorite, second, and third favorites. So your favorite one, they all have a spreadsheet open. You're going to put 5 points into your favorite one. Your second favorite one, you're going to give 3 points, and your third favorite one, you're going to give 1 point. And at the end, we're going to tally up all the points, and we're going to see which one wins. Got it? So, all right, you guys ready? Feeling good?
Yes. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's hear some suggestions.
All right. And it's not a very big group this week, so feel free to just kind of unmute and chime in as you want. We won't be talking on top of each other because we have like 12 people this time. So here, I'm just going to go down the list. No specific order. This is the first one. So, and remember, these are Skyrim challenges. This is for ways to play Skyrim. And some of these might include mods, some of them not. Some of them are a little bit more simple. Some of them are a little bit more complex and thought out. So the whole spectrum of stuff here. The first one says, no healing potion challenge. The only way you can heal is by eating food. Bonus points if you pick a specific food, like only using cheese wheels or sweet rolls. Crying laughing face. What do you think about that?
Does skooma count?
Regenerate hit points.
Darn.
Sweet rolls would be hard because they're actually kind of rare.
Yeah,
not as common as it's a delicacy.
Right, you can find cheese all over the place, but you can't find sweet rolls everywhere. Also, I think they only give you like one hit point.
Yeah, something like
I think it's low, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a little better than one, but it's not much.
It's not much. Like a whole wheel of cheese is like 15 hit points or something.
Yeah, some of them are pretty healthy, but they're very heavy.
Yes. Yeah,
the cheese is very heavy.
Yeah.
Right. And it's also very heavy when it's in your gut.
Yes, yeah,
that's
especially,
true.
Especially if you're lactose like, intolerant.
That was what I was about to say. And they mentioned, you know, having any specifics. So especially if you decide that your character is lactose intolerant and then you can't have cheese.
I could do. It's like you can only heal by eating, but you only can only heal by eating cheese.
You also can't have cheese.
But you also can't eat cheese. Or
which is a good restriction because it's the best one.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
Or
you do, but you suffer catastrophic dysentery.
There is a mod that makes you poop.
My God.
All the time.
There you go. Boom. Done.
Boom. There
you go. There's a poop mod.
That would be why that is just like on my list, as anybody in the document can already see. That was
I will say,
an easy choice for me. I really
I've
like
eaten
that
so much cheese where I've had to take those like lactate supplements where normally it's for people who are lactose intolerant. I had to take some of those because I ate too much cheese.
Amazing.
Like I ate I ate the whole pizza. Yeah.
It's like normally a body should be able to handle this.
Yeah.
No, oops, not that all much. Cheese.
Yeah, as you get older it's less. All right, so
yeah, that sounds fun.
No potion, yeah. So that's tricky. Like, I guess you could also come up with other side things. Like, if you can't heal with potions, then can you also not heal with magic? Like, I think the whole premise is like you have to heal.
Yeah, I think
food.
You would need to just be like sort of normal, just like
you're a normal guy.
You're a dude who really wants to be an adventurer. We're not sure that the prophecy has this in mind for you.
All right,
so I've done similar things to this because like I always try to limit my magic because I always try to play like anti-magic characters, and I'm like always drawing the line differently. Like sometimes no healing spells, sometimes no healing potions, like no healing at all. So that I've done this. It is very, very hard. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see how that goes.
Okay,
but
okay,
yeah,
it's miserable, but that's part of the fun.
It's part of the fun, definitely. All right, so that's the first one. Second one on the list, you should do a playthrough as a borrower, like the movie Borrower. This be the size of a mouse. Oh, burrower, only burrowing things from. Oh, borrowing. Am I misreading this?
Borrowing.
Only, like the size of a mouse. I was like a burrowing. No, that's a U. Only borrowing things from other people and see how long you can last. So
I
like
think that, they just call that thieves.
So you can take Nazim's greatsword, but put it back in his house when you're done.
Is that in his chest applied? When you're done with it?
Yeah, I don't know. Chest.
Well, sometimes like, I mean, we have.
We're like, oh, please.
I'm
take
not
my
sure what this
somewhere.
Implies.
Right, we have an international audience, so sometimes when I'm reading things people are writing, I'm not sure if English is their second language. So,
it's this a might pretty mean, common like thing that can happen when
sure,
you have,
even
like,
if English is the forever. First language, some people just spell things wrong, and that
sometimes,
just happens.
Sometimes, but yeah. I think I get the idea. Is that
no, for sure, I know what they're saying.
Okay, so there's two pieces to this. Let's break it apart. Be the size of a mouse. Okay, so I did just do a playthrough where I beat. I actually did finish the Dark Brotherhood questline as the size of a toddler. I was like a little bitty guy. I made it work. Yeah, I was small enough that in order to get stuff on tables, I had to jump on top of chairs and then jump on top of the tables and run around on the tables to pick things up. But this would be smaller. This would be the size of a mouse.
This would be like half the size of that, I think.
Right. And on top of it, you can only use things that you... I think it's so you
famously
steal.
Famously, mice are half the size of toddlers.
Big mice. Right?
I use my own child as a gauge for that. Like, yeah, no, we don't seem to have mice because it seems bigger than half of my
Do you live
daughter.
In South America?
What? Yeah.
So, all right. So
the East Coast can be crazy.
So little tiny guy, and you have to steal things from other people, and it seems like it's a and see how long you can last. So it seems like it's like a permadeath sort of thing, where like you just go as long as you can. I will say, being the size of a toddler, there were some times when enemies would swing at you and they just goes over your head and they just couldn't hit you. The size of a mouse, you're almost never going to get hit by anything unless it's like a swing directly down or it's an arrow
an AOE.
Or it's like a splash spell. Damage spell. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
fireball.
Or, you know, a dragon.
Or a dragon.
Sure.
I mean,
okay. Sure. Falcon put an image in the chat for the call, which is referencing the movie that is.
Yeah, I assume that's the movie. Unless there's another borrower movie.
Okay, let me, can I break this out so it doesn't mess up the screen? There we go. Okay, I haven't seen this.
Neither don't know if that gives a bunch of context, but speaking of little people.
But I've never heard of this movie.
Never heard of this movie either. This is hilarious. This is
1997.
Like, this is an old movie. Wow. Okay. Well, maybe I'll have to look this up. All right. So what do you guys think about this?
I like it. I don't know if it's enough to make the cut for me, but I do find it interesting. Yeah.
The premise of the movie says a secret family of 4-inch people living inside the walls of a house must save their home from an evil real estate developer. So that's the plot of the movie right there. So yeah, it's tiny people living in houses.
So the family of four stuff. That is 1 inch tall, or a family that is 4 inches tall?
4 inches tall. What good distinction.
All right, so... Yeah, so being that small is pretty crazy, because when you run through the grass, you can't see anything. The grass is like trees. Like, it's really big. You can't jump up on tables. You can't really get stuff, but you can sneak up on somebody and steal their things. All right. I mean, it's possible. You could do it.
Any other thoughts? It sounds very difficult again, but also almost too easy on the combat aspect.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't specifically say which things, which weapons or skills or whatever I can use.
If there's like a point of a quest where you have to make any kind of jump, I think you're done.
That's true. It's true.
That was my thing. I'm wondering more about you getting soft locked in this scenario than actually dying.
Yeah. Well, that dragon shout that zips you across.
I guess that's true.
But you have to get far enough in the main quest line to get that.
Although that might get reduced down to where it just does, like,
if it pushes you as far, but you're that small, it just crashes the game. Well,
and also, you know, to get that shout, you have to go to High Rothgar.
Mm-hmm. You have to climb all those stairs.
And the stairs bigger than you?
Yes, yes. Each step is like, you have to jump up it to get there.
You might not be able to get to High Rothgar.
Yeah, you'll get to like mid to low Rothgar.
As someone who has done nav meshing for the Sky Oblivion project, the way High Rothgar's nav mesh is most likely just a flat slope.
Yeah, it's probably fine.
Probably. I will tell you though, from my little mini ninja playthrough, there were definitely times where I was trying to like, I don't know, kite an enemy around, and the rocks that normally wouldn't be a problem at normal size that you just walk over, I would get stuck on. And I was just like, oh god, jump, like, I'm not gonna get killed by a stupid rock that I get caught on. So that can become a problem.
It also might hurt you because, like, if you're trying to dodge out of the way of you're like, you know, this guy's coming with a two-handed hammer or whatever, or an axe, and you try to dodge out of the way and you like move all this way to the right and you're still in the same hitbox as the axe, maybe this is actually harder to
I think it would be easier to fight, because I don't know if the AI is smart enough to hit you low.
They just swing, and it's, I assume it depends.
They'll assume you're like normal person height. And
right. They do whatever
your chest should be.
Yes, they do whatever animation they would normally do, and like sometimes the animation happens to swing lower, or it's like coming down from on top, and then
swing or something.
Right.
We'd have to you'd have to lower your health and weapon damage to make it.
Oh man.
Even ish.
Oof, that gets real hard. If like, so one of the things that happens is when you reduce your scale, it naturally reduces how much damage you do. Like it also reduces how fast you move. So
interesting.
At a third,
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, so at a third the size, use the scale feature like in the console sometime, but at a third the height, starting out in the game with a weapon that's supposed to do like 6 or 8 hit points of damage on just like a, I don't know, like a chicken or whatever, it does like 1 damage. Anybody I hit, it was just like, I was just tickling them. I was like, what the heck is going on? So I had to scale it back up.
All over again.
Yeah. So I had to scale it back up.
100% chance to hit, but F you to damage.
Yeah. All right. So that one, I mean, that was a possibility. All right, let's move on to the next one. A Skyrim randomizer would be fun. The one I'm thinking of randomizes items in the world so they could turn into anything. It can also be set up to turn enemies into random creatures / other living things. It also randomizes your starting location. It can be pure chaos, and that would be entertaining. So
Alduin becomes Spriggan.
Total randomization.
I feel like this is the one Tom would choose if he had a choice on his own.
And camp, and it's just like 5 or 6 dragons.
Yeah, yeah, that's.
Oh man.
Or it's like 9 cheese wheels instead of any enemies.
Oh no, I thought I was going to fight 5 bandits, but instead I ate too much cheese and now I'm robbed and I can't cheese. Poop.
Alduin's just a goat.
Yeah, exactly. See, this is what I'm saying. I think this one also has potential, just because of how weird it will look. But again, it sort of oddly depends on the RNG of the situation, on what it actually pulls. So I could also see it not being. That's why this is one of my. Yes, I find it interesting, but it also has the potential to be like kind of generic too. Like, so it's not that I don't like it. I do like it, but it's a pretty big.
Do you have any experience with a randomizer in Skyrim already? I feel like you might.
I do. So in the last few weeks, I've been downloading and like updating my knowledge about mods and trying a bunch of them out and all of that. There's one that I've downloaded that I've gotten to work before, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It's a little finicky, but it's called Toxic Randomizer, and it randomizes all of the items in the world, including items on characters' bodies. And you can do it a few different ways. One is like, okay, every Draugr that has a sword now has a dwarven axe or whatever.
Okay.
But like if it's a Draugr, the name is Draugr, so it randomizes by the name. So normally it would have a sword.
Weapon they would have is now randomized to this other different
thing. So it's like entire sets of things shift to some other set of things. You can change it though so that it's completely random, so that every Draugr just has completely different items. So you could go into Bleak Falls Barrow and the first Draugr you fight has some enchanted sword of like, you know, crazy, you know, whatever.
Intended sort of specifically kill Tom.
Yeah,
wonderful. Really not going to be good for you.
It has Mehrunes razor in it. You just get nicked by and you die.
Right. Yeah. No, that could totally happen.
Anniversary edition ice staff that just like sends people flying. Mm-hmm. And it's so impossible to fight enemies that have that. So it'd be so funny if like a bunch of different enemies had a ton of those.
Yeah.
And you just get sent flying like a ragdoll nonstop.
Right. So there's, yeah,
this one definitely has potential.
There's that kind of randomizer. I don't know which one they're talking about here that does all of the creatures. There's another randomizer that randomizes all the doors, so that every time you go through
like
a door
one.
It goes be just one. Talking about a hypothetical one, possibly,
maybe, but like the door one goes, it, like you go in the, like you're like, I'm gonna go into the inn, and you go through the inn and all of a sudden you're in the middle of a dungeon somewhere, and it's like, what?
In Apocrypha,
right? Yeah, all of a sudden you're in Apocrypha and you're like, Mirax here, what's going on?
Yeah, stuff like that sounds hilarious.
That one's kind of nuts, and you can actually get in a situation where you just end up somewhere absolutely terrible, die, or get stuck because it's like, well, this is part of a quest line. How do I even get out of here? And then there's other variations of randomizer types of things, but we don't need to go into all the details on those. One includes like giving every NPC the potential to be able to shout.
Not Nazim.
So like that could be like townspeople who get pissed off because
they all shouts. Like, what kind of shouts do they get?
It randomizes the shouts. It randomizes the percentage. So you could do like 1 out of 50 chance that an NPC, or it could be a Draugr. Like, it could be a bandit. Like, you go into a bandit camp and you fight, and the first bandit on the outside, like, just all of a sudden,
pretty cool,
shouts you across the map, just and you freeze for a dog.
Because I think the game,
this
one,
the one to control weather, but everybody in town is just talking, so the weather is just constantly changing.
Everybody clears skies.
I think the game does have a handful of shouts that they designate, like that the Draugr can use against you, but they only have like 2 or 3. Yeah. Whereas all shouts are generally just only available to the player. So if all shouts were given to just random NPCs, that would be wicked. Like, someone's just breathing fire at you, whereas the other one's zipping across the battlefield.
Or someone freezes time. Can you imagine that? Like, what?
Skeever freezes time.
Oh, it's a time freezing
Skeever whirlwind sprints.
Like, you just get stuck, and then all of a sudden it just chews at your toes until you're dead. So I don't know the full extent. I haven't looked into that one too much, but that, you know, that those are potentials for randomizers. I don't know specifically this one that does all of those things at once, but I could find the closest thing possible and try to make that work.
And what could go wrong if you just download like 4 randomizers at once?
Yeah, right. Like, it's just randomizers compounding on top of
which randomizer is active.
Like, yeah, it becomes a random crash mod is what it is. Yeah. Randomly crashes. But that's how Skyrim works anyway. So
that's true.
All right, let's move on to the next one. We got a bunch more to get through. How are new to your channel on YouTube, so don't know what you've done before, I have a simple suggestion. How about a hardcore playthrough? Start a new game. If you die, you delete that game. I've been doing permadeath playthroughs
That's the only reason I didn't choose this, because I actually love these, but because you've been doing them, that's why I wouldn't choose this one. So, that's literally the only reason, because normally I like these.
Let me explain what I've been doing before, and then maybe we can add, update this a little bit so it actually makes sense as an idea. So I've been playing with a bunch of mods, including combat mods, and if you played with a lot of the combat mods, you realize that you end up taking more damage with those, because you get things like... location damage on your body. So like if you get hit in the chest with an arrow and you're wearing like iron armor, it's only going to do so much damage. But if you get hit in the head and you don't have a helmet on, you could just get sniped and just killed because it does way more damage, right? So that type of combat mod with expert difficulty is actually very, very hard, especially on like level 1 and level 2. You can get 2 hit.
You legendary coward.
Legendary is extremely difficult, especially with those kind of combat mods.
No, it really, really is.
Even without that, it is extremely, like, you get one hit by stuff like right at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, permadeath on legendary is like, okay, I guess I'm gonna play for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm gonna die at some point, and it's beyond my control.
Right. So the other way you could do hardcore is like survival. You could do survival mode. So I could do like a difficulty that is naturally hard, like expert with combat mods, plus survival. And now you've got to weather the elements. You got to make sure you eat and do all that kind of stuff. So that could be another variation on this idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it literally you just took Fallout 76 and put it in Skyrim.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
yep.
I mean, this one's pretty simple. Any other thoughts on this one?
And I was going to say, I always do enjoy that added level of tension, not so much to play it, because it's why, like, I get very annoyed when they have like hardcore difficulties on like Diablo and stuff like that. And I'm like, it's fine if it's my own stupidity, but God help the game if I like lag or something. Cause I'm like, if I die and it's out of my control, out the window, we're all done. Like it's not happening.
As someone who like plays Skyrim on legendary, pretty much the default, sometimes you just walk through the wrong door and you're dead.
Yes. So that's always that extra level of like, I don't want to be too committed, but I really enjoy watching other people do this stuff.
Yeah, Main Monkey's in chat wondering if they can join. They did sign up recently, I believe, right? You're an Elder Scrolls. Are you an Elder Scrolls Lorecast? I get them mixed up between the different shows.
Yeah, he should be. He was helping me out with the guild on PlayStation. Yes.
He joined about just a week ago. Okay. So if you've, real quick, Main Monkey, if you've attached your Discord and your Patreon together, then you should have access to the Tier 4 chat, and you'll see the link to jump. You can just jump in and join us. If you haven't done that, Google it real quick. You just got to click on some settings, and you can get that stuff attached, and then you can come join us. All right, hardcore playthrough. Let's move on to the next one. Finish Skyrim's Civil War plot as a Thalmor spy. Choose your side, but explain his reason using your lore knowledge and by only using illusion, alteration, speechcraft, end the war. You can use a dagger for safety and to kill world creatures, but never raise your hand in battle against other people if and when possible. Wow.
I've built a character kind of like this before.
This is fun, but doesn't feel Thalmor.
I mean, you're a spy, and you have a lot of magical ability, and you have speechcraft, so I mean,
Thalmor are there to influence the war. I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they would want the Nords to break away from the Empire.
They just feel more direct.
They want whatever leaves them most divided, which should probably be that. But sometimes it could be the Empire ultimately winning, but at what cost, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, though. It's just going to be fun to see Tom play as a Thalmor, because we all know we all hate Thalmors.
Do I have to talk like one on stream?
I was going to say,
you have to speak like a high
can
elf.
Instead of being proper high elf like this, can I do like a funny British accent instead of like a proper British accent?
And notice it doesn't say stealth is one of the given skills, so this is actually really hard to do without stealth, because I've done the illusion playthrough where I'm like, oh, I'll just cast anger or whatever it is and make people fight each other. Mm-hmm. It's really, really hard when you can't hide, because they just want to fight you instead most of the time.
Yes, and you only have a dagger, so you're not going to do a whole lot of damage. Like, dagger's not great unless you're sneaking up and stabbing people.
Yeah, the stealth like skill line that lets you do bonus damage with daggers is nice, but if you're focusing illusion, alteration, and speechcraft, then godspeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this could be tricky. It's an interesting one. I like all the details. Like, That makes it a very specific kind of playthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I'd probably want to mainline it to the war quest. Like, kind of avoid
it. It doesn't take too long if you're just focusing that.
Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts on this one? No? Okay. Next one on the list. All right. This one's a little bit longer, so give it a second. Simple premise. Play as an ascetic monk. Barefoot, unarmed, unarmored, and broke. I would suggest using Way of the Monk. This is one of the mods you can download for unarmed and unarmored combat. I'm not sure how you would get rid of all the valuables you collect along the way, but an effort should definitely be made. Sell off all you can and give the gold to beggars, temples, etc. No using inns or buying houses, only sleeping outdoors. Campfire is the perfect mod for this. It's also a permanent spot on my mod list. No buying items, crafting only. You're welcome to take things that are given but not essential, but non-essential and valuable items would need to be sold and the money given away. These restrictions don't need to apply to followers since I don't think there's a way to force them into it anyway. But I guess you could just like take their items from them and sell them.
Yeah, you just or give them away. Their stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I have also done a playthrough similar to this. I like my restrictions. And as someone with that experience, I will say you can't buy things gets really easy when you don't need weapons, you don't need armor, you don't need anything. You stop realizing, I don't really need to buy anything. Like, you'll want potions and stuff, and if that's a restriction where you can't buy potions, you can only find potions, that's really all the only thing that you would ever need to buy. Most things that you need, you can find off the ground, and most things you find off the ground, you don't need.
Yeah, and it says you can craft, so you could get good at, like, crafting potions.
But what are you going to craft? Like, yeah, besides potions, like, there's not much to craft that's useful if you're not using weapons, not using armor, none of that.
Right, right. I guess you could use... I mean, could you wear clothing or like jewelry?
It says that gives unarmored, you perks? So you can find so clothing that's armor. Not armored.
Right. Like, yeah. You could wear like enchanted rings or enchanted like necklaces, right?
Yeah. Which generally, if you can still like learn some things, I've done the unarmed build where I speed run to Riften and get those gloves that do bonus unarmed damage. I deconstruct those and put that on like a ring enchantment, or maybe it was just actual gloves. I can't remember if it transfers over to a ring. That way you have like enchanted bonus unarmed damage. But maybe the Way of the Monk mod that they're suggesting makes that unnecessary. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out if I end up doing this one. This is interesting. I mean, it definitely seems hard. It's got kind of like a survival quality to it. Also, not having armor or spells to protect yourself with makes you real squishy.
So. Giants will be your worst enemy low level. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horrifying.
Yeah.
Right. No, it doesn't like dragons aren't anything compared to a giant. It's so much scarier fighting giants. I had to get lycanthropy so I could turn into a werewolf so I could start tackling the giants down. Ooh. So they were less scary.
Would that be allowed in this playthrough?
I don't see anything that says you can't be a werewolf, and I would definitely
recommend it. It's
very good.
It's unarmed. Yeah,
because I did that. How in my religious no armor, is the no weapons build.
Well, they might be a monk.
It says they worship Teresine. So, like. What's more aesthetic than becoming a beast in the woods?
That's true.
There you go.
Ooh.
That might work.
I might change that Thalmor.
I was just thinking following Kine to aesthetic. Yeah. Like get rid of Lycan 3.
I'm sure plenty of werewolves are still cool with Kine. Kine might not be cool with them, but.
Yeah.
All right. Next one on the list, hole in your pocket challenge. This is a weird one I conjured up. Basically, your character has a hole in their pocket, and every time they visit a major city or town, they have to spend at least 90% of their current funds in that city or town. No restrictions on what you can buy, but your character has to see a use in what they buy. I wonder how high your speech skill will be at the end, probably maxed out. So you have to spend 90% of your money anytime
this
you go
is the
anywhere.
Of the last one.
This is playing like going to Vegas for a weekend.
Right, right. So like if they don't have any weapons or armor that you could use, you've got to buy all their potions up or buy all their food because it has to be useful to you in some way.
Spring is here, and so are the deals at Dee Dee's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, Dee Dee's has all the deals you need.
I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to DeeDee's discounts.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I mean, that almost seems too nice of a restriction to apply.
Yeah, that feels like a normal playthrough.
So not, you're still not spending more money than you would otherwise spend, but if you're like, oh, you don't have to waste it on dumb stuff, that's kind of the fun of it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You are addicted to plates. I think, by every plate.
Yeah. I think part of the difficulty here is if you're doing like a chain of quests and you have to come back to a settlement or a town or something like that, you just always have to be shopping and giving away all the rest of your gold, like in order to just buy stuff that you like. So eventually you'd probably end up hoarding way more items than you can carry. And you'd have to,
Yeah, it really is the opposite of the last one. With the last one, like I might carry some potions around, but I don't really have anything else in my inventory because I don't need it. This is the opposite where it's like, oh, I have 27 axes, 37 bows, 12 long swords.
Right. I have every book in the game in my inventory.
Yeah, exactly. The capitalist dream playthrough. You get just literally buy everything.
Extended follower mods. So you have 12 more followers to carry more of your junk.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I have a mod that allows me to turn anybody into a follower. So what I like to do is I find Maik, the liar, and I make him my follower. And then he follows me around. And I get to hear all of his funny lines as we quest together.
That's good.
Yeah.
There's also the bard, the wandering bard. He just will play music every now and then sometimes. You could find him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's a vital character, so he would be good in combat.
So this is kind of like merchant playthrough is what this is.
Yeah, this is I'm not here to save the world. I'm here for commerce.
Right. I'm just going to trade among all the holds and, try to move money around. All right. Let's move to the next one. We've got, four more left. I'm not familiar with mods as I play on console and don't really use many mods. So my idea works with base game. You are allowed to use mods however it works with the idea. But the idea I had for a run was no weapon, no armor, angry drunk brawler sort of build. You can only use intimidation, no persuasion. If intimidation doesn't work, you get what you want through violence. So thus the drunken brawler thing. The goal is you have to use fists, and you're only allowed to use spells that heal, shield, reflect damage, or give you temporary armor like oak flesh. So like mostly restoration. So no spells like sparks that do damage. The only weapon you can use is fists. As for armor, you can only use generic clothing, so no light, medium, heavy armors. But if you can enchant your clothing gear, you can do that. You can use any race for this too. So this is similar to the aesthetic one.
Yeah,
but you are more violent. You pick fights with everybody.
Now this is the one first. Where you constantly are drinking.
Right. Yes.
Stoma. This is the one where you're using drugs and alcohol.
Oh man, your stamina is going to replenish so slowly because you're always going to be drunk.
It's okay because there if you take skooma, that gives you like 70 stamina points.
Right. Back. You just drink more to balance it out. Oh, that's how things work.
That's how I live. That's how I do my life.
That's how I live my life. Don't judge me.
Yeah, that's a Tuesday.
All right, so drunken brawler. I feel like any of these like unarmed ones, you have to go.
I don't know which one I like more between the aesthetic one and this one because I love my no armor, no weapons like restrictions. It's hard, but it's fun.
I feel like they're similar, but like
Pen and the eight degree feel like they can coexist.
Yeah, but they're like the degree of like, are you benevolent and kind and peaceful, or are you like terrible for a human who just picks fights with everyone?
Like aesthetic is kind of like this spiritual. I've abandoned society. I've abandoned material needs. I am one with myself and nature. Whereas this one's like, nah, screw everyone. I'm gonna fight you.
Yeah,
they have the same ends but different means.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
Do you have to continuously have booze on you for this one? Do you have to keep drinking? Because they said drunken brawler. So do you have to keep like wine or like ale on you and keep drinking?
I would assume
a goal.
Yeah, I would assume you have to pick it up anywhere you find it. And if you can buy it, you have to at least have like a few drinks on you at all times. Yeah.
The best thing is you can find alcohol literally everywhere you go.
Yeah, wine like, on tables.
I like the idea of like if you go to a bar and the bartender's like, "Hey, you want a drink?" Your character's like, "Well, I'm never gonna say no."
Right, right. Yeah, like you always at least have to buy a drink when one is available. Right.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah, I think that that could work.
It's a shame because if you were playing Arena, if you get too drunk, you die of alcohol poisoning. They took that out of later games.
That's a thing.
Yes, it is. I did it on stream to prove it was possible.
Horrifying. I love that's it. Great.
Oh, 90s games.
Nope.
All right. Three more left. Here's the third to last one. Skyrim Monopoly Septim Tracker Ultra Greed Mode. One, download the real estate, landlord, and property investment mods. Bonus points for the amazing Kinggath East Empire company creation. Those guys are great. I have some of these mods already. These mods also allow you to purchase and or rent buildings, mines, businesses. Two, you will play as the Fat Cat, a capitalist Khajiit in the making. Without using combat, you can either hire other people. You can hire other people, though. You must make a total of $1,000,000 or a billion if you feel greedy. Step number three, profit? Question mark.
Oh my god, why do I like this so
much? I commend them on this team.
So I was going to say, in process, I didn't think this would work as well, but in writing style, this is great. Like, I love the way this is presented more than you actually playing it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's fun the way it's laid out. I've seen online, like on YouTube, some people have done the million gold challenge. I don't know if billion is possible because that's 1,000 times more than 1,000,000. And yeah. 1,000,000 is already really hard. So, but 1,000,000 that, seems like
a billion would just be torture.
Yeah.
You could do it as an like act of protest to show how unreasonable it is to attain $1,000,000,000.
or if it's
and
even possible.
The stream will last for the next few years.
Because 1,000,000 takes.
He cannot sleep.
Assuming you're not using any mods that give you tons of money super fast type of thing. I tend to use currency as a form of like points when I play. So I just like hoard it as much as possible. And like, I'm pretty sure I was at about 1,000 hours on Xbox 360 before I remember breaking 1,000,000. Like, and that was me just hoarding.
It takes a while.
Constantly. Yeah. Yeah. And I really have a klepto problem in these games. So that is a lot of gameplay trying to reach a goal like that.
Yeah. Well, with the like landlord real estate stuff.
I guess you're going to get passive income type of deal that way. I just don't know how quickly, because I've never used that, it would build up.
Right.
I kind of assume it's something like, I think it was Fable 2, where you could be like a real estate mogul. And
you
it
could.
Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the thing. So another way to, like, if we don't know exactly what the goal amount of money should be, another way to frame this would be, like, you've got 30 days to make as much money as possible. How much money can you make?
Something like that. Okay. That,
like 30 in-game days,
right? It makes it a little more like end goal is attainable rather than this nebulous, like, oh God, I could be at this for years.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's possible. I mean, all of this, like, this all totally makes sense. I just have to wonder about, like, how do you get enough money to even buy your first properties? I guess you have to go quests a bit, but then
you just need a small loan of $1,000,000.
Trumpian.
Just a small loan. Is Tom Nook in this now? Do they have a mod to add in?
Oh, that's so good.
You gotta name your character Nook.
Yeah. Name your character Nook.
I like
if
it.
I make me vote for it on that alone.
Oh my god, that's great.
Is there a raccoon or tanuki race mod you could get?
There's all sorts of maybe.
I'm so sure they said never. There might be. Yes.
I guess they did want you to play Khajiit, but Tom Nook seems pretty spot on. I don't know.
I mean, Khajiit's the closest thing to a raccoon as a playable race, so.
As a playable race, sure, but that's a pretty
low bar. I feel like
that
is a quote that should be just taken out of context regularly. A cat is as close to a raccoon.
I mean, cats and raccoons are almost the same. They're really similar.
Yeah.
Like, raccoons are like cats, but like, you know, like with the little crime mask on.
With the crime bandit.
Is it a pigeon? Right?
The bandit
what
mask.
If cats were more of criminals?
All right, let's go to the second to last one. Skyrim lose a limb challenge. Play through the game. Every time you die, you lose a limb. So to begin with, you will be stranded, you'll be standing. My glasses are foggy. You'll be standing while playing the game. If you die, you stand on one leg, die again, go to your knees, then to your hands, then arms, and last your head. Of course, this would need to be streamed or recorded. I want to play a game, stay alive, or be physically altered in real life. The choice is yours. The clock is ticking. So
in real life,
I'm the one losing my limbs here. Is that how this works?
Yeah, I was saying, apparently. I think it's the treadmill thing you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to walk on treadmill.
This seems easier.
Yeah, I would have to do standing, but then like if I die, I just have to like stand on one leg the whole rest of the time.
Someone cuts off your arm.
You're like, please, someone cut the other leg off.
Right. So this one is difficult because if you lose an arm, you just can't control your character very. Like you could use the mouse. You have to go between
be bumbling into
your
stuff.
Mouse and then like running and then your mouse
keyboard
and then like.
Oh, you don't have those mouse controllers?
How does that
get
even
good.
Work?
Good. No, that's more for like people with disabilities.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen them. Yeah, I know. Microsoft is like pioneering some of that stuff, so that like all anybody basically, it's like the ultimate form of like accessibility.
I could do like a dance pad.
Okay,
like a DDR.
Oh, yeah. DDR Skyrim,
dude. Yeah.
Oh man, I don't even have anything like that.
That's completely like away from the prompt, but that's
yeah, so that good. That is prompt 14 is DDR.
Well, you'd have to play almost like a game of Twister, where you're using all four of your limbs and like on the pad at the same time, and then if one of your limbs dies, you can't use it anymore. So then that would be really physically difficult. I don't know that I could do that. All right, let's move on to the last one. Final one here. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You have to get all of your equipment by making it yourself, and you can only make money by completing quests or doing services, like picking crops or cutting wood. No looting or robbing. Anytime you enter city, you have to pay taxes, dropping septims off to the Jarl. So this is like the regular dude playthrough.
Yeah, this is my favorite one, just because
I've
seen
just
some of these playthroughs, and they're pretty funny because they're like, you have to think so different when playing, because everything you try to do by default is somehow usually a violation of what you should be doing, and you have to come up with a different way to do it.
Yeah.
So just based on, I've seen a couple people try to do these, and they're very entertaining and usually require you to stop what you're doing and then to completely change your game plan. Almost every time you go to a city or something, I'm a big fan of these. So this is actually my favorite of all of them, just because I enjoy watching these in practice already.
It would make it feel wrong to like go dungeon crawling and walk past the chest. Just do the quest at hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So
just ignore everything and then try to make it work.
Right. So I think we have to like put other constraints around this. Would the goal of regular dude be to do dungeon crawling, or he just only does that in order to get a little bit more extra money on the side, but he doesn't actually take anything out of the dungeon?
Yeah, or, the ones I've seen, it's usually like, okay, well, this person gave me this quest, so I have to go to this location. If it is a dungeon, that's fine, but I'm literally just here for my objective.
Yeah, if you're not told to loot every chest, right. You only loot the one chest with
literally just do what you're contracted for and nothing else. Because that would be thievery.
Thievery and the police are on your case.
That's correct.
Grave robbing is messed up. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I've done a Whiterun guard build.
I like to grave rob.
No, where I had these like restrictions where I was like, oh yeah, I'm not here to like steal. I'm just like, oh, people ask me to keep doing things, so I'm just going out and doing these favors. But I did have the restriction of like, I'm only going to wear the guard armor and the guard weapons. Mm-hmm. And I would like up my smithing skills so I could sharpen them and get them better. But I would only have like the iron swords or steel swords.
Oh, that's kind of a fun stipulation.
That's a fun one.
Yeah,
I only had like Whiterun guard equipment, and I just tried to do as much as I could as a very capable Whiterun guard.
That could
You'd
work.
Be the best guard they had.
Yep. So that is definitely my favorite one. So,
So the other thing I've seen people do on this, like Juve has become very big on YouTube by doing these, like, you can't leave a city kind of playthroughs. Like, can you play Skyrim by only ever staying in Solitude? And that becomes a very much like, well, how I need to find ways to level. So I just end up doing regular people things. And then, but you can't leave the city is the idea. So you don't actually end up going on these quests so much as you find things to do around the city that build your character, and you see where it goes from there. So that would be another way to kind of frame this sort of challenge. Or you could put other constraints around it, like you're a regular dude and you have a specific type of job, like a merchant or like a craftsman, and then you decide that in order to make more money, you take your, you know, you take your stuff and you go on the road and travel somewhere else and sell your goods, and you kind of do it that way. So you're not really dungeon delving so much as you are like surviving the journey from one city to the next.
Yeah.
Physically like having to go from a place
to get by.
Right. And so when you get to the new place, you then sell your stuff, but maybe you spend some time picking crops and cutting wood, and like, you know, maybe you buy a homestead and then you use that to get more money, and then you go travel and do some other things. Like, you can have that kind of constraint around it also. So, okay. I feel like we're at a good point here. So I'm going to remind everybody, because I'm seeing all sorts of numbers pop up on the spreadsheet. You're just only putting three scores down. Your favorite, you're going to give 5 points. So put 5 points in your favorite. Your second favorite, you're going to give 3 points. And your last favorite, your third favorite, you're going to give 1 point. Anything else that other than that, you're going to have 7 that don't have any numbers in them at all. You're just going to pick your top three. And then we're going to
Rob.
See which ones.
Yeah, silly Rob.
See which ones
my
win.
My brain always goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And so it's like, I don't remember 4.
All right. So
plus, it was also helping you just decide. I don't know if these are my final scores.
I'm looking through the list. And are you guys good? Is everybody good on this?
Let me just do a quick once over again.
I think we have some winners. It looks like we've got 3 distinct top total scores.
Yeah, I was going to say, this seems pretty conclusive.
But it's up to you guys. You can change them. I'll give you a minute. If there's anything else you want to throw out there for while we discuss these, to buy a little bit of time, feel free to share some other thoughts. In chat, Hersine had a fun idea. Here's a challenge. Play as a high elf that Arkanir likes.
A dead one.
So,
yeah. So just don't move for 12 hours.
Or what we do is we somehow mod in a Gwar, and you have to have a Gwar with you 24/7.
There you go. Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, Arkanir's Lotus is another co-host for Tales of Tamriel, and he famously dislikes Gwars and high elves. What else does he not like? It's probably a list of
those. Are pretty much them.
That's just those two.
He doesn't like glass things. Armor.
There you go. Glass armor.
Glass armor with the ebony helmet, I think, is what he does.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think glass armor on
his own. Is that what you're rocking now?
That's Lotus? I've worn it since ESO basically put them in the game, which was like the second patch. And I've never changed my aesthetic. And everybody's like, it's so old at this point. People are like, oh, what is that? I'm like, it's like the first armor that was added to the game. So it's like super rare again because nobody uses it.
All right, you guys ready? Is everybody good?
Ready.
Things have moved around again. People have been changing their scores. Okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to sort this by highest to lowest. All right, number one. Here, we'll do number three first. These are distinct winners with 7 total points. So 3 of you voted for this one. Is the play is an ascetic monk. That is number 3. So that's a fun one. And I might end up just doing some of these because they're fun ideas.
Yeah, like
so,
a later date. Like.
Yeah, totally. All right. Number 2 is pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You have to get all your equipment, making it yourself. You can only make money completing quests and doing things. So that basically regular dude playthrough. So ascetic monk, regular dude. If I was to like name all of these, I would not have predicted these as being the most exciting ones. That
is just being human.
Yeah, just be regular. And then number one, the winner is what's the best way to summarize this one? Run around with no weapon, no armor, angry drunk. This is the angry drunk brawler.
Yeah.
One.
Drunk Brawler.
Drunk Brawler with 15 so drunk total brawler points.
Is the Waffle House run.
There's definitely a Waffle House. I like the unsuspecting hero. That's all three of these. So there's definitely a bias showing.
This is fun. This is fun because I'll have to just get violent with everybody. So
get violent and yell stupid things in the mic.
Yeah. Yep. And then do I run away when I feel like I'm getting my butt kicked because I don't have any armor?
It depends how drunk you are.
And depends how much drugs you're on too.
That's also true.
To be honest,
is this a permadeath run or is this just
gallons
like
a scuba?
I will say, you got to try the sleeping tree sap just because of the haziness that it applies.
Yeah, that's a good effect.
Mm.
Maybe there's a mod that's on all the time.
Oh my God. Nobody would watch. They'd be like, oh, God, I can't watch
it. I would be surprised if there's a mod specifically to where you get, like, blurred vision when you drink.
Yeah, they're probably.
Or every time you take a long rest, you wake up at a different, point.
Different place?
Yeah.
Yeah, like with the plot of the Sanguine's Quest.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time you go to sleep.
Right. So, congratulations. Let's see. Third place was from Brian R. So, thank you, Brian. Second place was from Avery G. And first place winner, Wasteland Oni, who joins us on the Fallout Lorecast.
Nice.
So, very cool. So, congratulations, Wasteland Oni. I'll be letting you know if you're not currently listening right now in the live stream, but I'll be sending you a message with your key for ESO, and you can use that yourself. You can gift it to a friend. You can do whatever you want with it. So thank you to everybody for all these fun ideas. This is super fun and definitely given me some fun new ideas to use on my playthroughs. I do have one scheduled for tomorrow if anybody wants to join me during the day. What I'm going to do, everybody knows how ridiculous AI can be, right? So I was like, what if I let ChatGPT design my adventure for me and I have to, it decides all my decisions. So it's going to say, go here and do this, and then I go do that. And then it says, go here and do this, and I'm going to go do that. And I'm just going to see what happens.
I feel like it's going to be so incoherent.
Well, the part of the prompt, I thought about that. Part of the prompt is that it has to design some sort of story arc that makes sense to it, but it can't tell me what that is.
Oh, okay.
And then as I get through the adventure, it's going to fill me in on, like, okay, here's why you're doing these things in this order. So it's supposed to not necessarily follow a specific quest line. It's not like it's all of a sudden I'm going to be doing, like, the companion's quest line, but I might do the first quest because that's part of this bigger story it's trying to make. So we'll see if it works. I don't know if it's going to turn into anything. It might be ridiculous. It might make no sense at all. But that's the next one I'm going to try. So, and then we'll do this one coming up. So, cool stuff. Well, thank you, everybody. I know Lotus has got to get going probably pretty soon with the baby stuff going on, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody is just trading who's sick here. So, I was going to say, I just wanted to make sure that I was here for the full vote. But, I was going to say, my outro doesn't really matter. You know where you can find me.
Cool, man. Well, I'm glad you
same
made
place
it.
As
you know
this
who
much.
I am. I hope
it's the same place as always.
I hope everyone gets over all the baby germs.
And, yeah, I feel like daycare will just be the death of either me or my wife, not my daughter. So.
Yeah, that's, everybody feels like that when you go through you know, baby germ time.
But appreciate all of you.
Yeah, man. Thanks for being here. Real quick before we go through everybody and let them all say their goodbyes, we have to thank our patrons. So our newest patrons, the main monkey who was in chat and hopefully will be able to join us next month, Bree and Julian, thank you for joining us on the Patreon. Patreon.com/Elder Scrolls Lorecast. You can come join us for chats like this and get all sorts of other fun things. You guys know how that works. And then to our Daedric Princes, Blinding Vision, Hersine, Kirasi, and Peter R., thank you so much for your continued support as well. And we don't have any new reviews on Apple Podcasts, but if you'd like to get your words on the show, feel free to rate us 5 stars on there. Leave a thing. We'll read it. You know how all that stuff works. You guys, you've probably been listening to this show for like hundreds of episodes now. I don't even know why I do the whole same spiel every time, but everybody knows what this is at this point. Unless you were just like, I'm just going to listen to this one episode. That's weird. But
any
welcome.
Episode could be someone's first episode.
It could be.
This is true.
Welcome. But everybody, thank you for joining me. Let's go back through. And Ben, What do you got going on? Throw stuff out into the world? Yeah, you got a lot of stuff going on. Where can people find you?
I got a lot of stuff going on. So you can find me on the network as Brandon Earl Bennett Tamaria. I host plethora of shows like Tom, Holocron History, Star Wars Canon vs. Legends, the Final Fantasy Lorecast, the Gundam Lorecast, the Wizarding World Lorecast, and the Witcher Lorecast. All on Robots Radio. You can also find me on an upcoming episode on the Avengers audio drama, which you can find on all podcasters, which I play a small role in a scene. So if you want to hear some of my actual voice acting stuff, there you go with that. Episode's not up live yet. I don't have the date for that, but once it goes live, I will let people know. And yeah, I think that's it.
Cool.
Just
man.
That stuff.
That's just a few things.
Just a few things.
Spattering.
Well, thanks for being here. All right, Rob, what do you got going on?
Yeah, hi. Not much. But I still am the one of the guild officers for the PCNA guild for ESO. I don't really play too much anymore. I'm sorry, but I am still able to jump in, so I might hop back in one day. Otherwise, check out the Sky Oblivion Project. They're doing great things, and you can find me, Rob the Princess, on Blue Sky. I'm not posting much, but I'm on there.
Yeah, yeah. We have a group, a pack, whatever those are called. What are those called? Starter packs? That's what they're called. We have a starter pack on the Discord. So if you are on Blue Sky and you want to hang out with like all of us and a bunch of other people on Blue Sky, you need people to follow, go to our Discord. There's a Blue Sky channel. There's a link to the starter pack, and you can find a whole bunch of people to follow. So
I don't think I did that. So I think I might have to list my stuff on there.
Yeah.
So,
and if you haven't listed, share your stuff. And actually, Wasteland Oni won the competition, is also the person who's been helping set that up. So thank you, Wasteland Oni. So there you go. Be part of the group on Blue Sky. Spartan, what do you got?
Yeah, so I am the host of the Elden Archives, which is the From Software Lorecast on the network. I am also the host of Overtuned, which originally was going to come out a few weeks ago. That is in a new show that I'm doing that is basically a watch, critique, and review of animated series, which is going to be really fun. I'm going to have the new pilot for that coming out probably this weekend. So I'm getting that re-going. I just had some changes with my co-host situation, but I'm still doing that myself, and I'm looking forward to getting that going, because I was talking with some of the Fall guys last night actually afterwards, and I felt like for like a solid hour we were going through all the different animated rabbit holes you could go down. So I'm excited to get that going, because there's a lot of stuff I could talk about with that.
Yeah, you've got kind of an unending amount of topics that you could cover for sure. Awesome. Well, thanks, Spartan. And then Falcon, you're wrapping it up. You got anything to share?
Same as always. I'm not really active on anything. Discord is where I'm the most active on social media. Same name on everything. Falcon with a box on.
Falcon with a box on. You know what? I never thought about what your name actually would visualize as, like, in my brain. But now that I have, is it like a big box?
Pants.
So
is it a hat?
Like, it's from like middle school, Cards Against Humanity. There's a card that's Falcon with a box on its head.
Wow. Okay, cool. So, I played the game. I don't remember that. So maybe I don't have the edition with that card.
Yeah, it's a helmet. So for like, what, 9-10 years, maybe, that's been my name on everything.
You said middle school, Cards Against Humanity, really aged me. didn't love that.
Like Captain America at the end of Endgame. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
Awesome. Ooh. Well, thanks, Falcon. I'm glad you were able to make it. Thank you, everybody. And chat, thank you for being here. I hope you guys enjoyed all of these. And this was a lot of fun. We've got other keys to give away. So Lotus and I are going to have to come up with some other fun things to do with the community in order to give these out. If you have an idea, shoot it our way. Like, you know, tag us on the Discord. Be like, hey, this would be a fun way to do a competition or whatever. We're open to ideas. But thanks, everybody, for being here. And I guess that's it. I feel weird because normally I hand it off to Lotus and he does the whole thing, like check out Tales of Tamriel and all that stuff. But he's already gone. But thanks, everybody, for hanging out. And until next time, I don't know. Look, I guess look for my live streams because I'm going to be doing some really weird Skyrim playthroughs and I'm going to be an angry drunk. So that'll be fun. but I'll see you. Oh, and by the way, that's twitch.tv/robotsradio if you don't know. So that's where
good
it is.
Time to plug.
Yeah. Good time to plug it so you know where you're going. Just look up Robots Radio. It's, you know, everywhere. But we'll see you next time. Thanks for being here, everyone. See you later. Thanks for tuning in to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Check out robotsradio.net for more podcasts just like this, and join us on the Robots Radio Discord. Be part of a community of over 5,000 people who are excited about video games and so much more. Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.